Tonight. Did you listen to the song that opened up?
No. See what had happened was no.
Okay. So I don't know what you was doing over there. I don't know who was giving you a baby on the side, but we started off with Last Night by Casey and JoJo. Now, here's the problem that I got with that song. As you get older and you go back and you listen to that song, it don't sound as beautiful as it did. You do now start to realize that these niggas really was high while they was making their music.
Get out. Get out.
This nigga said, I was sitting at home thinking to myself, the only people do that is crackheads and weed heads because they be so zooted, they can't move anyway. So they end up talking and thinking to themselves, and then they realize how I miss you. I really do. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Girl.
I'm sick of you.
I'm just saying, like, don't get me wrong, I still love the song. Like, me making a joke about this song is not going to take away from the fact that this is still one of my favorite songs of all time. But when you go back now and, as you know, like they say, hindsight is 20/20, bitch, please. Like, if you go back and you listen to the open of each verse, it was some drug related shit when he started the songs. Second verse, the nigga said, "I know I could have called, but it sound much better this way." Come on, there ain't no sober person thinking like that. You can't even win no argument with no girl saying no dumb shit like that. Oh, I'm sorry. That shit just tickled me as I'm listening to it in my head all over again. Oh, let me get my shit together. We got a show to do. Okay. Helen, what's going on? How you been, Shawty?
I'm all right. I'm getting better.
Oh, okay. So tonight is going to be me and you. So, you know, Dwayne, you know, his boys, their birthday was today, the twins.
Oh, okay.
So they turning up, they doing the family thing. So I'm letting you know, if he do try to come sneak on the show and try to act like he got a job to do, I'm going to hang up on him.
Ooh, I'm going to be back here doing my thing, giggling at him, you know.
So he just going to cuss at me on Wednesday, but I'm not going to take away. Like, Here's the thing, and what I need people to understand, like, because I know there's a lot of joking and things that we do, Helen, but anybody will tell you, I put family, when it comes to this show, I put family at the forefront.
Oh, of course. Oh, I got an announcement.
We ain't even read that part yet.
COVID free, bitches. Huh?
Really?
Yeah, I had to put it. Huh?
Let me tell you the dumbest shit that I've seen today dealing with the COVID situation, right?
Uh-oh. Uh-huh.
So I had somebody call me while I was, you know, practicing, playing like I was working, right? Let me tell you, this is why I'm retiring in December. Because people are stupid. So
yes,
dude calls me and he goes, the other guy up there, he doesn't have his mask on. And my parents are high risk, and they might end up getting sick. And I'm looking at the phone, and I'm like, sir, if your parents are high risk, why they ass ain't home?
Exactly.
Like, everything after you said high risk was dumb as fuck to me at this point. You sound stupid. Like, here's the thing, and I tell people all the time, I'm not saying that some people aren't essential. But, bitch, if you are 66, there is nothing about going outside that's essential to you. Other than to sit on your front porch, possibly send somebody to the store to get a loaf of bread. But, like, nobody wants to sit down in this COVID situation. Like, everybody is afraid that if they just don't do nothing for 14 days that they're going to miss something. You're going to miss everybody doing the same dumb shit you're doing, sitting down.
Exactly.
Like, what is outside that is so bad that everybody want to be outside?
I think it's more, I know for some people it was more of doing the whole shutdown and wasn't supposed to go nowhere. I think it was more of so of somebody telling you you can't do something, so now you really want to do it, knowing damn well you don't normally do it. I ain't gonna sit here and lie. That was me when they placed us on shutdown and they gave us a curfew. I was like, you know what? I should go drive around just for the hell of it and see what they do.
See, that's what's wrong with y'all niggas. Y'all niggas.
I didn't do it though. I didn't do it. I stayed in my house. I thought of it. Look, that's what ran through. And that's just like when I was growing up. Don't tell me not to do something, because then I'm going to do it. Say I'm already washing the dishes. Don't come in there and tell me you better wash them. I'm not all this shit over. What the hell did it look like I was doing?
See, and I'm not mad at you for feeling that way, because don't get me wrong. Like, whenever I do have a job and I go to it, that's how I feel every day, because, like, I here's the thing. I get it. When you reach a certain level in life, the older you get, the more rebellious you get. Because like I tell people, when I get to the nursing home, I'm going to be the old dude running around giving out dick. I just know me, because my wife will probably be dead
you
before
gonna
I get
you going to be out giving out what?
Giving out dick. Because see, when I get, because here's the thing. Here's why. Let me explain to you why. No, because here's why. If me and my wife live to die together, then I'm not going to be in a nursing home because she's too stubborn for us to be in a nursing home, okay? If my wife dies second, she ain't going to be in a nursing home because she's too stubborn to be in a nursing home. You, on the other hand, I'm going to go in a nursing home just because I don't want to take care of me. I'm gonna let somebody.
Yo, I can see you not running around naked. Somebody give my jello. You
say, hey, baby. Listen, I'm gonna be one of the few people in there that my knees gonna still work, my hips gonna work. Like I ain't had no surgeries. Hey, baby, I'm healthy. I can even afford to lose weight while I'm in there because I'm kind of chunky, just a little bit. Like, I'm not obese, but I'm not healthy either. Like, I'm in that range where I can still work out a little extra.
I'm sick of you. And I'm so mad because I legit can see you running around the nursing home doing some shit like this.
Listen,
I see it vividly.
Look, I'm already going to look. I'm leaving it in my Listen, I'm already going to leave it in my my living will. If Shira die, Lizzie Bapp, you're not responsible for me. Put me in a nursing home, cause I promise you, bitch. I plan on being in the most laid nursing home there is. Listen, I got a rule. You can't put me in a nursing home if they ain't got at least four nurses on the staff that's tens. So listen, it ain't gonna be no gut busters. It ain't gonna be no ugly woogamooks. Like, everybody at my nursing home got to be fine. If they not fine, then we just gotta start my own nursing home. I'm not going into no ugly person's nursing home.
You know what, though? I'm sick of you.
What?
I'm sick of it. Like, I'm really sick of it.
What is wrong with that? Like,
look,
you
get a, I'm going to just say this. Production manager, take his ass out.
The older you get, the more honorary you should be able to be. That's all I'm saying.
You run around no damn nursing home butt booty and bone naked.
Why? Them old ladies is gonna still need to get their Jolly Ranchers off.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Bless it. Look, I'm sick of it, okay?
Because you know Jolly Ranchers.
You ain't gotta be ignorant all your life.
You couldn't bite into no hard Jolly Rancher, baby. You got to suck on that a little bit.
I'm gonna take the night off.
Wait, how you gonna take this off? Okay, so let me get into one of my topics for today. Let me go back here. All right, Helen.
Please.
So,
please.
Wow, it's funny because this was the first topic I was supposed to talk about. How y'all gonna act like y'all not supposed? How y'all kids ain't supposed to be hoes when y'all knew y'all parents was? Kelly, you over to talk to me tonight?
Huh? No, I'm processing everything.
Because here's what I was having a conversation with myself, and myself said, huh? So in the 90s, in the early 2000s, everybody was freaks. Like all the girls that was juniors and seniors in high school, they was dating dudes in college, right?
Oh, my goodness.
That's just where I was at. I don't know where you was at. I was around white girls. So, just saying. Like, because you had two different classes of people who was dating. You had girls that was dating college dudes, and then you had the black girls who was dating the dropped-out 19-year-old drug dealers. It was either or. Like, it doesn't matter. They was dating somebody older. So, we fast forward now, and I'm just like, how y'all expect for this generation of kids not to be hoes? Do y'all see the shit y'all did? Like, it is disrespectful that the level that we are holding some of these kids to when we go back and we look at the dumb shit that some of their parents done. Some of it might be you. Some of it might be your friend next to you. But, man, listen, get off that high horse. Some of these kids need us because some of y'all hoes left these kids with tough shoes to fill. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be back right after this.
I don't care.
brought to you by August Sisters Homespun Emporium, LLC. Providing certified organic source ingredients for addressing general holistic health, beauty, and wellness problems with Mother Nature's solutions. Consultant, perks, wholesale, and professional size products are available. Visit ashemporiumet.com. Helen. You're in the building, Charlotte.
Okay, say my name, say my name.
Where ain't no one around.
Hey, baby, I love you.
I did that because, you know, black folks be the worst. Like, you'll say the main part, and then everybody be back there lip-syncing while, like, two people really saying the words.
Baby, look here. I remember one time when I was in the military, dog. We were drinking all day already. We had a little party, so we had been drinking all day. So we went to a birthday party at the club, VIP style, you know. So in there, they also had free drinks at the bar until 11. So, you know, every time I hit the bar, I had two cups.
Mm-hmm.
Mind you, the shots we was taking in VIP. But anywho, let's just say when we went to leave, we had smoked or whatever. So, you know, we driving down the road. All you hear is my black ass in the back seat break out in song. I believe I can fly. And everybody else in the car talking about some woo. You know,
listen.
So funny.
Listen. I don't know how
we made it back on base, but we
the
made
scariest
it.
Night I ever had out wasn't for me. It was for a girl one night, right? So this was when I was in Texas.
Oh, so, Lord. Yeah, that Texas, baby.
Listen. So I actually got like three different stories in Texas. I got an El Paso story, a Houston story, and a Dallas story. All three of them are crazy. But listen, here's why this is funny. So we're taking the girl home because I realized this girl is drunk. Like, she done. She's baked potato done, right? So I got a sober person to drive us to take her home because at this point, I wasn't in condition to drive and nobody else that was hanging out with me was in condition. But this girl was drunk and I'm like, before we get extra toe up for the night, let's get her away because she, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say this how I'm going to say it. She white and I wasn't going to take that L. Now, America, y'all can feel some type of way. I am a black man in America. In Texas, and what I was not going to do is deal with a white woman being intoxicated doing something stupid around me. No, sir. So let's get her home. I made sure we put another female in the car. We are taking this girl home, right? We are on I-10 doing 85 to 90 miles an hour, and this girl opens up the door and decides, I want to go home. Bitch, we taking you home. If you don't close that motherfucking door, get your ass back in here. All you hear is foo, 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 cars going by. See, this one drink with white people. They crazy. You want to, bitch, you, if you don't sober the fuck up, I got the other girl because I'm in the front seat. I got the other girl. I'm like, if you don't slap the shit out of her, talk about she's strong, bitch. If you don't pull all 86 pounds of her ragged ass and body back in this car. Because she wasn't no bigger than a toothpick. Like, she wasn't small. Look, she wasn't them little white girls. Like, she wasn't big. Talk about she's strong. If you don't pull her drunk ass in the car, boy, listen. That's why I don't drink with a bunch of people. People like, what? I said, I've only been completely uninebriated three times in my life. The sad part is the last time my wife is the one who had to come pick me up, so I ain't never doing that shit again in my life. Y'all can kiss my ass. It is nothing worse than standing up with your old lady looking you in the eyes like, motherfucker, I had to come get you.
Oh, wait. You feel so small.
Right. Hey, you feel like you about 2 foot two, like, Mama, don't spank me. I promise.
I heard that in your voice. You felt small as hell.
Yeah, like you did, because it's like the first time you really go hang out with the people, like, she had to come get you.
Mm-hmm. I'm but trying to think, have I ever? Well, yeah, for my 21st birthday,
girl.
I had a hotel party. You know, it was my 21st, so, you know, I had to turn out my
okay.
black ass. Forgetting everybody still at the hotel. Forgetting people at the hotel in general. My black ass go get in the pool naked. I'm in that bitch swimming.
Oh.
Swimming. Having a good old time. The hotel manager come outside. Ma'am, you have to get out of the pool. The pool is closed. I said, no, sir. And the pool didn't say closed. I'm full-blown drunk arguing with him. My ex-husband is on the sideline like, this bitch really out here naked in the pool. Now, mind you, he knew I was going. He followed me out there. He didn't think I was going to do it. So, you know, it hit me as I'm climbing the ladder to get out the pool. Bitch, you ain't got no clothes on. But a bra and a thong. Now, mind you, I still got to walk in the hotel room with all these people in the hotel room. I never felt so small because my ex-husband looked at me. I was like, why you let me do it?
Hold on. Why y'all always blame us?
Why y'all let us do it?
Shit, we do dumb shit.
You
were
right. You knew.
Hold on, Helen.
Look. It was my day.
Helen.
I'm a Leo. Helen. You already know how we do. So don't do
Helen.
That. Don't do that.
Helen.
Huh?
Helen.
Yeah.
See, first of all, I'm gonna clear up three statements that I have said to you time after time, and they still remain true. You have not debunked my three statements. Number one, Leos are disrespectful for their birthday. You keep trying to come on here and tell me all the ways Leos are not disrespectful on their birthday, and we keep getting back to the point of Leos are disrespectful on their birthday.
I've never argued you on that one. I've always agreed with that one. We are disrespectful. Matter of fact, we start out a month before our birthday and last till a month after our birthday. Because, I mean, what's better than
okay,
video?
I told you I was going to give you 3 points, right?
Uh-huh. I just hit a
okay. Point two. I don't see how nobody before and after your birthday don't like you. Anything that is sandwiching the Leo should want to punch the Leo in the face because of how disrespectful they are for all 30-something days of their birthday.
I mean, hey, it is what it is.
Yeah, but...
It is our fault. They can't turn up like us.
And there's point number three. You was going to make it. But y'all going to find some way to say it wasn't y'all fault. It was just
it
a turn up.
They need to do better to represent their birthday. Listen,
this is why I'm able to discipline my child, because the one thing I will tell y'all about y'all Leos, y'all bitches are consistent.
Don't do that.
Y'all will ride that shit to the grave, bitch.
What you not about to do is mess with my baby. You going to let my Leo baby be a great.
Hey,
or if not, she gonna come to T.T. Helen house and we going to be great together.
Look, Helen, you see firsthand she look at me whenever. Look, she can be doing all the foolishness. As soon as I step in the room, it's like, oh, daddy's here. Bitch, what?
Yeah, exactly. But you was trying to blame it on me. Now I'll play
no.
We
no, here's why, Helen. Because people act like I'm not telling the truth about this. My daughter is completely whatever the hell she wants to be until I walk in the room.
That shit was so funny. She straightened up. Matter of fact, she straightened up faster than I straightened up that night. My daddy caught me drunk.
And she
bruh,
does it.
I ain't never.
Bruh, like my wife will call me. Like, she'll call me in the middle of, like, the day. And she'll put the camera on my daughter. My daughter just, like, even when she was, like, small, just be tearing up shit, blah, 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 blah. Then she'll put the camera on her, and she just gonna, like, hi, Danny. No.
Just the most innocent angel
no,
on the planet.
No, nah, go to that, go back to that Tasmanian devil you been. But, Helen, you know what, though? I'm happy about her. You know why? And I really, it's actually funny because the song that we're getting ready to go into the commercial break is kind of really how I see her. And, you know, when you look at somebody to be born 1 pound, 4 ounces, have 2 surgeries within 90 days of being born and is making it and has one of the biggest smiles, and it's nothing but love. Like, that little girl is nothing but love.
When her smile is what melts me. Her smile, oh, my God. She is the sweetest.
And so, like, everybody was like, they was like, you know, oh, you're not doing a bunch of pictures of it. Don't get me wrong. We got tons of pictures of it, but we didn't put a lot up. Like, we didn't put any up.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason being is because one of the things that I wanted to make sure in this day and age that I did for her is I wanted her to get an opportunity to be a child first. Like, I think we take that for granted. And I tell people, I'm a latchkey baby. I grew up in the 90s where you went to elementary school and you came back in and you locked that door and you didn't do nothing until your mama came home.
Yep.
I know what that feels like.
We just had everybody in the neighborhood at the house.
Everybody. It didn't matter.
Everybody
checked on everybody. Everybody knew what was going on with everybody. And now we've gotten so private and so secretive while being so messy and so mischievously. I'm just like, I don't understand people no more. And I look at that little girl and I'm like, no, I want her to have an opportunity to see just pure love before the world gets to meet her. Because there's so much hate and mischief and disgust and anger and vile and visceral. I can go down the list of words. We talk to people and we're demonstrative. Our energy is protruding, it's bold, it's mean. And every time I see that little girl, I see hope and motivation. Then we're going to take a quick commercial break, y'all. We'll be right back.
Where it's like, what is this? I didn't sign up for this.
All right, so we have National Okay, we have America Recycles Day. First of all, the way y'all wrote that, that just sounds like something that we don't even do.
What was it?
America Recycles Day. Like, it don't sound convincing.
I mean, you know, they recycle niggas, so, I mean, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's not what we're going to do today. Okay, come on, we're going to keep going, because I can't even say nothing after that one, so we're going to go to the next one. All right, so today is National Butt Day. Are we talking about butt cakes? Like, what we talking about there? Because I don't know what that one is, so production manager, clear that one up. I'll come back and clear it up. Yeah, okay, she said we're talking about cakes. Cakes, 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 cakes.
Ooh, my mama made a fresh strawberry cake today, and it was butt. I just had to put that out there.
I am going to tell you, I am disappointed that we moved Body Empowerment from South Carolina to down here, because I wanted to just get some cake from your mama. I ain't even going to lie. That was like one
of
the...
I know, but I do plan on getting her to do us some red velvets, because red velvet will make it. The banana pudding cake, no. But, I mean, the banana split cake, no. But I was thinking about still getting her to do the red velvet.
Ooh.
Because okay. I know you have your mouth set for some cake, so
because like when I be seeing the pictures of your mama cake, like people, and if you don't know, go support her mama make cakes. But
yes.
If y'all don't know how good her mama cake, God Lord Jesus. Mm.
And she makes everything from scratch, from the whipped cream
to you ain't got to tell me. I know what it looked like when I seen it. There's a difference between using... Listen, I tell people any type of day, there's a difference between using box and flour. They're not the same.
No, they're not. And you can literally... You can see the difference. You can smell the difference.
Got to be there. You can see it through a picture. I promise you, when I saw that
cake. That's one thing I brag on. My mama can throw down in the kitchen, cooking and baking.
Listen, I only got a few people that I brag on when it comes to baking, and I tell people, like, and when I say few, I'm gonna tell you, I got that's alive, that's still living. Four people that I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna give them to you in the order that I've known them. Mo, I ain't gotta go no more. If you know who Mo is, Mo, because him and Sergeant Goliath can just do something with bread and dough. Like it just, they make you wanna rate bakeries. Like, and that's two men. Okay, so we go Mo, then we go Annie Pearl, then we go Corey, and then we go your mama. That's it. That list.
That Annie Pearl sound like it. They got a bacon name, baby.
Yeah, Look, I got Annie Pearl in the VA. I got Annie Pearl so much clientele. That lady is a household name now. I promise you, I talked about her. Listen, and she make a mean red velvet too. Telling you, mean. I tell people, I don't try to say nobody's better than nobody else. Is all I like to say. If it's good, she make a mean one. Like, whew. Like you finna sit down and play with a fork for a minute when you eat that one. You ain't rushing on that.
Look,
but,
yeah, I was so happy my mama made a strawberry cake, because I kid you not, my mama bakes a lemon pound cake every Sunday from just my baby girl by herself. Like, my baby girl, every Sunday, my mama makes a lemon pound cake just because of my daughter, my youngest. So
ooh,
when she told me she was making a strawberry cake today, I was doing a little
See, that's look, you know it's good too when you start dancing and you rock
baby,
with it, with a shoulder action.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, don't make me fall in love all over again. All right, we got some more to go. We got to get.
I'm gonna send you a picture tomorrow too.
You know what, your mama, she made it. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so. All right, so we got National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. Okay, even though this one don't sound believable.
Hold on. I feel like they throwing shade at me, so I'm going to just say, fuck y'all. But whatever.
Let me tell you. People don't know this. Let me tell you something. But people don't know this. But, and I say this with all due respect to our culture, but Americans shop wrong. We shop the worst. Because, I'm going to just say this. We shop wrong. We shop the worst. I mean, I ain't going to go into it deeper. If you want to have a conversation with me, you know how to find me. We could talk about that offline. But just know from previous experiences and living in a lot of other countries, Americans shop wrong, and they do it the worst way. So clean out your damn nasty-ass refrigerators and bleach that bitch, too.
It ain't nasty. It's just oh, okay. Well, then, no. Mine ain't nasty. It's just, it's a little cool.
Nasty. Anyway, all right. Ooh, this is my favorite. Helen, this is me. It's my day. Y'all
ooh,
love
what
me. Tag everybody, and this is my day. National Philanthropy Day. It's my day. I told you, this is me.
Y'all just had to make this man's head bigger, huh?
Bro, come on, bro. No, see, we talked about this. Why you disrespecting
you
me?
Want
like
cookie? You want a cookie? You want a piece of cake?
I'm just excited. They gave me a day. I said this is when I said this was going to be my title going forward. That's all I want to focus on is doing. Why I can't celebrate the day that I said this is what I want to do?
I didn't say you couldn't. I'm just saying they had to give you a day.
You know what,
but continue. Go off.
Fine. The next day is your day. Today is also National Raisin Bran Cereal Day.
Ugh, that's nasty. Now, if you had to say National Petty Day, then I would have tapped in. But
listen. You know what we should do? We should have a petty show, right? Let me see if the production manager can make this happen, right? So we should have a petty show for the holidays. Like, we should have a show where we get like five or six of the pettiest people that we know. And let them get on the show and be petty, even with each other. It's just petty. Petty.
We should do that. That would be fun.
That would just be
now,
fun.
They can't, now, you got the disciple between petty because you got some that's petty and sensitive. We can't have the petty sensitive.
Well, listen, if they petty and sensitive, this ain't going to be the show they want to listen to that day.
Exactly. If they petty and sensitive, they're not welcome.
This is gonna be like a show where you accidentally get hit in the forehead with a penis. Like, you can't be scared of it. Like, you gotta already know what to do.
You gotta be ready to take it. You gotta know that hoe coming.
Oh.
You gotta touch that little dangling thing in the back of your.
You know what? That's gross. That will make you throw up. You do realize that, right?
No, it won't. Sorry.
Your mom.
Sorry. I'm okay.
Anyways, we're going to go with, I'm never such a dick, so I don't know nothing about this. We're going to keep it moving. Today is National Spice Hermit Cookie Day.
Now what? Spice Hornet Cookie, what?
It's basically just a cookie that gives credit to the spices of autumn. So it's just the hermit, spicy hermit cookie. So it's basically cinnamon, cloves, allspice, nutmeg.
Cookie Monster don't like that. Cookie Monster don't like that. Sorry.
I'm just saying, it's one of those cookies and days that's designed for the time of year. You know, it's like motherfuckers drinking pumpkin lattes and shit. Like,
man,
yeah. The production manager. This is her favorite. This is her day too. So we share a day, November 15th. We're gonna have to start making this a date day, because this is also Odd Socks Day. She don't like to wear matching socks.
Me either. I never do. Never will.
Yeah, she's like that too. So yeah. So we
hey!
So I'm gonna need y'all to start remembering. Y'all need to put these shits on y'all calendar. I read them. Like, listen, for those of y'all that like these days and these days, the days and the days that pertain to y'all, put them on your calendar so next year when they roll around, you can celebrate these days for yourself and get up and do these things. Because here's what a lot of people...
I got on two different socks right now.
No, because here's the thing. Well, a lot of people don't know about these days, and I've actually done my research on some of these days too, because I've been, it was funny because how I actually started doing what day it is. I'll give y'all a funny story because we finished with the days. I'm not going to go into the rest of them. It's like National Drummer Day. It's a couple of other ones out there. So y'all can look up the rest. Hell, bitch, I gave you a list at this point. And because we got to get to a commercial break and I want to tell this story. I started this day because I used to pick with people all the time and I would make it a point to know what day it is. So when I would come to work, I wouldn't never tell them what I was celebrating. I'd just bring in that item. So like if it's national, whatever, like I just made it a thing to do. And so and I would always joke with friends and do different things. So now that I got really a decent platform about it, it's just something that I want to do because you have people celebrate these days, like National Coffee Day. A lot of restaurants give out free coffee for it. National Donut Day. A lot of businesses give out free donuts. 7-Eleven Day, they give out slushies. Like people really do celebrate these days around the world. So as we give out these days, put them on your calendar. Take advantage of it. These are little trinkets of things that you can do with your kids, with your grandchildren, with your friends, with your family that will give you something of joy. We always say there's nothing fun or nothing good about our lives. But when there's things that you like to do and you get a reason to celebrate it with those that's closest to you. That's why we do it. Like, I don't do it because it's like, ooh, I want to make sure everybody know what day it is today. Ha ha. Nah, man, I want y'all to enjoy these days. like people be acting like you'd be having nefarious reasons for doing dumb shit all the time. Like, everybody's like, oh, my God, he's trying to copy me. Nah, bro, I just want people to enjoy it, man. Like, we don't have to fight about every fucking thing. I'm so tired of everybody. Look, I'm not in competition with nobody. I can work with anybody. But, man, we got to enjoy this stuff a little bit, man. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to throw Helen in the trash can.
Hello.
Hey, listen, I wanted to come on, man, at the end of this, and I wanted to say thank you. Like, it has been such a pleasure to actually start working with you. And it was funny. Like, when I go back and I look at how me and you met, and I look at the ability okay, we're not going to talk about that part of how we met. You never get past that whenever I bring that up. Like, you always go back to just laughing. Like, okay, yes, we met being stupid.
No, because we had so much fun, though.
Like,
because that
right,
was the
okay.
same night after we got done. I was drunk as hell outside in my yard, cutting cartwheels, butt naked. But,
wow, I ain't even know about the rest of that.
Exactly. That's why I always laugh like I do when you bring it up. Because, yeah.
No, okay. You at least had clothes on that time, right?
Huh?
Did you have clothes on?
No, I was legit in my yard butt naked doing cartwheels.
Helen, I'm going to need you to stop getting... I'm gonna need you to stop getting.
It wasn't there. Remember, we ended on playing Truth or Dare. So when we
yeah,
all got
right.
off live and finished, we were still playing here at my house. So I was there to run around out the door, but Monique, I'm like, fuck, I ain't scared because I live in the country. We don't have street lights. Don't nobody really live around me. Don't nobody be out there like this. So I was cool with doing it because I knew I wasn't gonna be seen.
Listen, that's how, you know what, that's when I knew, living in the country is when I knew I had no problem with being naked. Because one night, okay, so first of all, for those of you guys who've never been cow tipping, that shit's scary as hell, but it's fun as shit.
You know what's crazy? I've been in the country all my life and I've never been. And we have
okay.
cows.
Okay, yeah, that shit, hey, listen, that shit's scary and fun at the same time. But you better
now,
be in shape. Hey, don't be out of state trying to do that shit.
But I've never messed with, like, the cows. I go mess with the goats, but that's better.
Listen, I'm telling you, that raging cow coming at you, your ass better be in shape. I'm just telling you now. But anyway, so one night, me and two of my homeboys, we outside. And for some reason, we always used to race. And so, this is broad daylight. Like, it was like 3 p.m. Like, it wasn't even dark yet. He was like, hey, we going to race. Now, mind you, I need you to understand, we were racing literally a quarter of a mile. We went and raced a quarter of a mile butt naked with shoes on. That's when I knew I love being naked, and that's when I knew I love being out in the country and love being out with. Because it is nothing better than being outside naked and being one with nature. Like, and it's funny because we're talking about this because, you know, we are planning body empowerment. And for those of you guys who have not been listening, who don't know, we are in the go for body empowerment. We are just waiting on nothing. We are, only thing we're going to kind of tentatively push with is the date. We may possibly change the date backwards just in case we don't have the clearance of COVID, but tentatively the weekend of the 18th of April, we will be in South Florida doing body empowerment. So if you plan on being with us, let us know so we can help you with your accommodations. If you need accommodations coming in from out of town, if you don't need accommodations, we'll have tickets, general VIP, and all the different things for all the different parts of it that's going to take place. Helen, you know you're going to be in town, boo.
Yes, I can't wait. I'm ready. I'm very excited.
We're going to turn up, man, and I am so close. I am just waiting for two conversations to come up. We will probably be announcing the tickets for body empowerment for the public January the 1st, and then we will probably start. Let me look at my calendar because I don't want to lie. We'll probably
rolling. I am in contact with somebody to custom make me my outfit for the fashion show. Even though, you know, I ain't going to be doing that, but, you know, I got to come in a little bougie being that, you know.
So, yeah, so we'll probably start announcing the lineup and the people over the December break. We won't have as many shows in December, so we'll kind of make those some features and start announcing some things
Yay.
In December coming up for the new year, for 2021, because we're jumping out there crazy. So we're going to announce the lineups. We're going to announce the cast and call dates and sites probably in December and January. Ticket sales by January the 1st. And we're going to be ready to go. So y'all be on the lookout for all the information we're going to be dropping for y'all. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be frequent. It's going to be fast. Excuse me.
Did you need me to email you those casting call days?
Yes. Email me the casting call days that y'all going to be in town. Also, how are we doing that? Do we want to book out a house for that so we could just do it at a location, or we want to book up?
For the casting calls, I mean,
yeah, how you want
to
do that?
We can do, like, okay, because, you know, I have to come in town. So,
yeah.
I mean, we can either find me someplace to stay for that week, or I get a room for that week, and we can do it wherever I'm going to be staying at, or however you want to do it.
Okay, well, let me talk to the travel agent and see what we can do as far as booking something somewhere for that weekend, so we can kind of like probably do that and then get a room rate for you to be in town. Because actually, it'll probably be more than you two, because I want the hairstylist and I want a couple of other people to come down. So let's talk to the our booking agent and let's see if we can get a ballroom and do cat, because we gotta also do interviews for other things too for the fashion show.
Yeah.
We're gonna have security and all that other, like, there's stuff we gotta do. So
yeah. And that's exactly why I changed it. We had changed it from 2 to 3 days to meet a whole week. We can get through everything. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do that. So we'll work on that on the background. So send me those dates that you guys are going to be in town for that, and then I'll see if I can help mitigate some of that cost, and let's make this happen, because we definitely got to start getting that out there and getting the flyers out for the casting calls and all that and stuff, and the importance and the hoo-ha's and the duty what'sies. So on that note, Helen, it's time to give the people a word.
What, already?
Already. It go fast.
Yeah, that's what I be talking about. It go too fast. We be having a good old little chat. Man, I just want to tell people, you know, quit trying to listen to everything people are saying. It don't matter what people say. You got to get out your own way and do what you need to do for you. And quit trying to live in everybody else's shoes and think you're supposed to progress at their same rate. Y'all have a good night.
One of the most inspirational things about me is I failed a lot in life, but I never stayed there, because failure is only finalized when you die or when you choose to give up or when you choose not to fight anymore. That's failure. Failure is final. Until you completely fail and exhaust all options, you fight. It doesn't matter whether you're fighting for your life in jail, whether you're fighting for your life in a gunfight, or whether you're fighting for your life just in general. So while you have a chance to fight, fight for progress for you and for everything around you. Because even cowards fight for something. Thank you.
sometimes, sometimes you just know.
Who does the choosing? Did you go up or down? What have you been proving? Just that you a fucking clown.